Yeah, it is all over here in Lifford, and it is Glenfin at the end of a pulsating LGFA senior county final that have held on to their title. They have edged out Terriman on a scoreline of 218-123 after extra time. Geraldine McLaughlin clipped 116 for Terriman. Karen Guthrie had 11 points and Yvonne Boner hit 19. Of course, this game finished 214-117 at the end of normal time. Yvonne Boner right at the death. When I say death, 8 minutes into injury time, squared matters up again and forced this one to extra time. That first period was dominated by the Glenfin girls as Karen Guthrie and a brace from Yvonne Boner moved them three in front at the start of the second period of extra time. Tit for tat there again. Jared McLaughlin and Bridget Galler bringing the Terriman girls back to within a point, but Karen Guthrie from a free again making a 2-point game. Terriman losing Nicole McLaughlin was a huge blow at that there stage. Karen Guthrie again pushed Glenfin to ahead. Geraldine half the difference on that there again as Terriman jumped to 218 here, but right then at the very end, another Karen Guthrie effort sealed the deal for Glenfin. It finished 218-123, a 3.1 in the end for the champions who go back to back. Maureen O'Donnell, that there was a pulsating game of football, full of drama, full of controversy, I might say as well. But listen, whoever paid through the turnstiles here today got their money's worth.
Yeah, you definitely described it perfectly there, Frank. You know, it was an end-to-end game of football, very thrilling for the supporters here today. You know, a game such as this going on with two brilliant teams going into extra time, and a cracking 10 minutes at the end there as well. You know, Terriman were chasing it, I suppose, after extra time. Terriman were doing the chasing because, as I said to you, Glenfin went out the stronger in the first half of extra time. Terriman then were chasing a 2-point lead the whole time, and I mean, the elusive, you know, Geraldine McLaughlin with 116, that wasn't even enough to put Terriman ahead on the day. But like, you got to hand it to Glenfin out there. They fought from the very start. It was a very close match the whole time. Glenfin were sort of down as well going into the extreme end of the last 60 minutes, and they come back, you know, to draw it as well. So the Glenfin spectators over there will be absolutely fantastic with it. But you would have said things got a bit stale towards the end, you know, as Terriman, I suppose, will feel that they were hard done by with some of the calls maybe on the day by the referee as well. But that's a game of football for you. It has all of that, you know, and people have their opinions on it. But Glenfin are worthy winners out there today. You know, to Terriman to be very, very disappointed maybe to leave it behind, Frank. But they clipped off the post. I mean, they maybe 7 or 8 wides. And a game such as this, you have to try and put them over the bar, and they can become the difference in the end, Frank.
Yeah, there was goal chances probably at the start of the second half that weren't taken. And listen, we look, this is a rivalry. This is a rivalry for the ages. We talk about duels. I mean, Glenfin and Terriman at this here level now, they're two superior teams in this county. I mean, decorated with some serious individual players. Yeah, to end up with 116 for Geraldine on the losing side, I mean that's an amazing tally. But you know, as well, you know, you look at Karen Guthrie, who's carried so many injuries this year, you know, patching herself up to kick 11 points. And Yvonne Boner, of course, her and the Glenfin manager Paul Boner, they had their first child not too long ago. Yvonne comes back into the reckoning, kicks 1-9, a fabulous footballer as well. I mean, I know you're partisan, I know you're a Terriman lady, but in terms of an advertisement for the amount of young girls around the perimeter here watching this here game, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, the ladies footballer coming up to an equal par now with the men. You know, we'd like to see a bit more coverage, I suppose, in terms of games streamed and stuff like that, because people are really getting a cracking game of football as well, you know. So the ladies football is really coming to the fore. But as you said there, Yvonne's only back, it just shows you the calibre of the player that she is, scoring 1-9 out there today after coming back. She's not long back, maybe you're talking maybe September, October, and she's out there today and she's carrying that team as well. As you said, Karen Guthrie, Katie Ahern, Amory McGlynn, players that got there, they have a very consistent panel over the last number of years. And when you look at the last 10 years in ladies football, like, you're talking about the top two teams being Terriman and Mobile. And I would have said going into the game today that, you know, we need a bit of a change to the championship, because it's getting a bit stale with them teams at the top. You know, Galway down there, they do it where they have you know, the weaker sides on one side of the draw, and then the top teams on another side of the draw, and then they come to semi-final stages. And it gives maybe those teams that are at an intermediate level, maybe they need a look at maybe changing the championships up so we can get a lot stronger players, and that'll help help our own county as well in terms of football. But listen, when you look at the two top teams out there today, Termin and Glenfinn, you wonder why are we not winning Donegal Championships as well, because the calibre of players out there is absolutely fantastic, and that was a cracking game of football to watch.
Yeah, a cracking game of football, and a breathless end to this here. We're going to let it back to the studios, but as it's finished here, 218 to 123, a brilliant afternoon for Glenfinn especially. They've held on to their title by the skin of their teeth. Back to you in the studio.